congratulations on the win. You guys won a 55-2-12, and that was kind of just what you needed here with this one on homecoming.
Yeah, you know, it was good to get a win, good to, you know, kind of put together a better second half. We did some good things in the first half, but still a couple mistakes that hindered us in that half, that self-inflicted, which continues to be the theme for us.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit better job of getting that fixed in the second half and putting a pretty good stretch together there.
Another quick starts to both halves, but particularly there in the first half, it was 14-0 at that point with back-to-back touchdowns, including one big strike there after a timeout as well.
Yeah, and we talked to our guys about handling success being almost more important than handling failure. And, you know, we hop out there and score twice, and then you get a penalty when you're false start, whatever, ball doesn't get snapped, whatever it may be, self-inflicted, you back up 5 yards, miscommunication on a route that should have been a pretty easy completion, and it turns into a pick six, and next thing you know, they're back in the game, and it's frustrating. That's what we try to talk to them about, that it's frustrating because it's self-inflicted, and so that's some frustrating part there, but a little bit cleaner in the second half.
Right, yeah, after that point, they got within 2 points after that pick six and then another quick score. From there, 34 straight points by you guys, so cleaned it up from that point forward, like you've been saying.
Yeah, defensively, we shored some things up, I think, which was good. I thought we did a better job in the second half. It's frustrating. A couple adjustments we made. Communication wasn't where it needed to be. But by the end of the game, we had gotten it straightened out, so... So, it was a little bit cleaner in the second half.
Right. You scored in every way possible as well, besides a field goal, really returned one on a defense, and even a DJ there late in the game getting a nice score as well.
Yeah. You know, and you know, those guys practice hard, play hard, and you know, we talk to them all the time about being ready, because you never know when you're going to get the chance. And, you know, Logan Jones has done a good job preparing, and all of a sudden, you know, Caden's out, and he's got to go in and, you know, gets himself in position and in the right spot, and you know, good things happen.
And now you survive homecoming, and you advance to next week to take on Muhammad. They beat Mount Zion tonight, so it'll be a tough challenge come next Friday night.
Yeah, we got our hands full. I mean, that's going to be, you know, they're the top dog right now in the league, and you know, so we'll have our hands full. It'll be a little bit different things schematically. That we haven't seen. You know, they'll be very fast, be the fastest, no huddle stuff that we've seen. And then also defensively, they won't line up the same way twice. So there'll be a lot of guys up moving, a lot of guys up on the ball and moving around. So,
all right, Coach. Well, enjoy this one for 24 hours, and have a safe homecoming, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.